What's happening, guys? It's Monday night. Welcome to Crash Test Radio.
It's Monday night, November 13th. I finally remembered to say the date, and you stole it from me.
Boom! I'm laughing because Rocco didn't say boom that time.
Sucketh my balls, sucketh them dry.
So we're here again for another broadcast. We have not been kicked off the air yet.
The music has stopped.
Is this our seventh episode?
No. Oh, yeah. Yes, it is.
Oh, it's lucky number seven.
Yep. Word. It definitely is.
Right?
Word.
Number Beautiful.
Seven. Speaking of number seven, we haven't talked about this, and it's been going on for quite some time. Our podcasts are up. We told everyone we would tell you when they were available, only sent them through MySpace messages, but we never talked about it on the radio.
No, they're up there.
They are up there. It's
wow,
true.
Wow, we sound crystal clear. I just want everybody to...
You sound lovely, John.
Thank you.
It's true. Rocco just invested in a $400 board that has 32 channels and is the size of our table. We only use four of them. But you guys don't care about their stuff. Nah. But no, so how do you get the podcast? You
know, just go to iTunes.
iTunes? And you click on podcasts?
Yeah.
That makes sense.
And then you subscribe to them.
Subscribe?
You just type in the search, Crash Test Radio.
You search for it, and it comes up. Along with Crash Test Dummies, which we don't want to be confused with, do we?
No, just Crash Test Radio comes up.
Oh, for me, Crash Test...
I get Crash Test Dummies,
yeah,
too.
Oh, that gives me the beautiful sound of Tom, the intern's back in...
There was this girl who got into an accident and couldn't go to school.
Now that I have a working mic, I can finally get in on that. Like,
enough of this.
Burn marks all over her body.
This isn't the karaoke hour, by the way.
That's the part where I go,
she couldn't quite explain. They'd always just burn.
How do you guys know the words?
Everyone, let's go.
Don't you remember the Weird Al version of that song now?
How do you know all the words?
The Weird Al version makes me memorize words to songs like that.
I don't remember.
What's the Weird Al version?
I don't remember, but it's hilarious.
Hey, give it up. You can actually hear Tom's microphone for the first time ever on the show.
Yes.
I'm excited.
Loud and clear.
I'm rocking through a beautiful SM57 or 8.
an 8, Tom.
Sorry.
It's okay. It's just too bad Rocco didn't have the crash noise ready to go.
Yeah, really. Sucks.
So that was everyone's weekend. Slow. John, how was yours? Good. Nice to hear.
Yeah, I did nothing.
Okay, great. Rocco?
Rocco all weekend. Actually.
Mine sucked. I worked all weekend.
Did you?
And I had to bartend a white trash wedding.
Oh.
And I just missed it too by like...
Do you go to his work? Will you go to his work every... What do you work on, Fridays and Saturdays?
Mostly just Fridays.
You go to his work every Friday night. He's always like, I'm just at work. John's here.
I go there for like a drink. That's about it.
Oh, you actually have a drink though when you go?
Yeah, I only stay for like an hour or so. I don't stay... This weekend I stayed for a long time because I just didn't have the money to spend.
I had to break up a fight between... in the wedding party itself.
Really?
This one guy who was wasted out of his mind saw a girl and kind of was just fooling around and goes... Hey, fucker, I know you.
To the girl.
To the girl.
Hey, Rocco, fucker. For those of you who can't see us, which would be everybody but the people I'm talking to right now, Rocco just closed his one eye as he said it.
I got to play the part.
Continue.
But he was wasted, and he goes to the girl, hey, fucker, I know you. And the girl's cousin, who was this guy who kind of looked like Rob Lowe and was the cheesiest guy in the world,
okay.
He goes, excuse me, but did you just say call my cousin a fucker? This is a very beautiful young lady. I want you to apologize right now. And the guy was just drunk, and he's like, whoa, what are you talking about? He's like, no, you fucking apologize to this beautiful young lady right now. And I'm sitting there
smiling.
He
started cursing, though?
Yeah.
The good boy cursed?
Yeah. So the drunk guy then all of a sudden goes to the girl, you look like that person from the Addams Family.
From that radio show.
Her cousin just like blew up. He goes, did you just call my cousin this beautiful woman, someone from the Addams Family?
Did everybody refer to her as this beautiful woman?
I don't know. It was weird. I didn't know it was her cousin. I thought it was her boyfriend or something.
What were they drinking?
It was really weird. I don't know.
You don't know? Weren't you the bartender?
I don't keep tabs. I don't give a shit. So all of a sudden, the guy goes, they start getting in a fight, and he's like, the Rob Lowe looking guy's like, I'm going to stab you in the stomach.
Who says that?
I say throat.
You normally go for the throat. Who says I'm going to stab you in the stomach?
So then this really big, huge guy comes over who's trying to defend the really drunk guy. Mm-hmm. And he is a big dude. Like, I would not want to fuck with this guy. All of a sudden, he's trying to break up the fight. He just goes,
did he rip his shirt off like you used to?
He just, like, has these, and he gives, like, the crazy eyes. And the Rob Lowe looking guy goes, you know, man, crazy eyes, that doesn't work on me. I'll stab you in the stomach. So all of a sudden, I go,
who takes that seriously?
I'm going, wow, this is really getting out of the hand. I've never seen a wedding party want to fight each other. I thought this was supposed to be like a fucking.
Do you know if they were at least on separate sides of the wedding family party?
I think they were.
Okay.
But
I really missed it.
Either way, I go, yo!
So it happens when the Jews and the Christians try and wed. It just never works.
Who are your friends?
I'm going, yo, I am going to call the fucking cops in about 2 seconds if you guys don't chill out. Mm. So they fucking stop.
They stopped.
Then this other kid, he brings back a 30 case of beer.
To the bar. Okay.
And I go,
at a wedding.
At a wedding.
That's classy, dude.
This is the biggest fucking white trash wedding.
That's like something Sal Cooper would do.
I go, dude, you can't bring that down here. You have to bring it to your room. He goes, all right, whatever.
What kind of beer was it? Like, it was
Budweiser.
Okay.
Shocker. Did you have to ask?
Just making sure.
Seriously,
because it could have been Milwaukee. It was best.
It could have been the Beast. But go ahead.
So I go, you got to bring that to your room. You can't bring your beer down here. He goes, all right, whatever. My friends are checking in. I go, all right. 45 minutes pass. He's still there drinking his beer. I go, yo, man, you got to bring that to your room. I don't know how many. What do I got to tell you?
Did you really talk like that?
Yeah, that's what I said. I was so pissed. I am not an angry person, I was pissed.
You know, Rob.
No, you're the angry person. Everyone on the show knows
now,
that.
Could you imagine if I was still there? I told him, I go, dude, if I was still there, there would have been a fight because he was like seconds.
Yeah.
From it, I would have been there. I would have been like, dude, there would have been a
fight. John would have actually protected you.
Wait, no, definitely.
He wouldn't lose an arm for you, but he was right.
Whose wedding was this?
I don't know.
Some random fucking wedding.
Yeah.
Shotgun wedding.
So yeah. The kid goes, oh, yeah, I got to call my friends and figure out what room. I was like, bullshit. That's what I said to the kid. I was like, get your beer and get upstairs because I am not dealing with this. Your whole wedding party is trying to fight each other. I do not need this. And then he's like, all right. I gave him 5 minutes. I said, you have 5 minutes to figure this out.
Mm-hmm.
Then, being
so he went
a fucking
back, did he go back
dickhead,
to his trailer to figure it out? Or?
No, no. Okay. Being a fucking dickhead he goes to the whole wedding party. He goes, hey, guys, we have 5 minutes. Anyone want a beer? I go, that's it, motherfucker. And I start taking the phone like I'm calling the cops, but I'm calling the front desk to tell him to call the cops because I don't feel like talking to
calling
the police.
Calling the cops.
And all of a sudden, the guy picks up his case of beer and starts walking. I go, oh, never mind, man. I think my friend over here is coming to his senses. That set him off. He dropped the beer and he goes, yo, man, why are you going to be such a fucking dickhead? What the fuck is your problem? I got in his face, and I said the cheesiest line ever.
And here it is. Do you have a drum roll on your...
I love this line, by the way.
Let's hear it.
I think it's great.
I go, yo, man, I don't come to fucking McDonald's where you work and bring my own hamburgers. Get your fucking beer and get the fuck out of here. And he just...
Tell me that's not fantastic.
That's like, spectacular.
And he...
I love that you said that.
Hey, you. Get your goddamn hands off her.
That's amazing. You had quite an eventful weekend.
Yeah, so the kid, he eventually disappears. Now the
he actually said that to like a human being.
The whole family is fighting with me going, what's the big deal? It's his beer, he bought it. And I go, how can you people not understand what I'm trying to get at here? You can't bring your own beer to a bar. Then the wedding, the bride is fighting with me. She goes, can you please stop fighting with my guests? I literally just like took just dropped everything I had and fucking was like, all right, you're right. I'm the bad guy. Yeah. That's it. It's over. So I had a bad weekend.
Okay. Tom,
that was a big story for nothing.
Tom, how was your weekend?
My weekend was, as per usual, me just
filled with drinking and gambling.
Yeah, exactly. That's basically, sluts. I have a lot of vices that I just go crazy with. And I went to Atlantic City and I actually.
This is good. Actually, Tom, share this quick.
Yeah, all right. So we go to Atlantic City.
We're going
to
give Tom, the intern, the chance to show himself on the radio.
Thanks, because my mic is working. And I just forgot to tell you guys that I'm resigning tonight because I felt really, really hurt when everyone was like, I love Billy.
Actually, I thought Uncle Will was great. He says so do I.
Here's what happens. I come in today, and I'm sitting in the other room.
You didn't hear me say it.
Like, they don't know that I'm here. It's like...
I
dude,
knew you were here.
We gotta get Billy back on the show.
Billy
has to be on the show. And I'm sitting in the other room. I'm crying.
I didn't say
hysterically.
That. No, I
didn't. And John's just like, I love Billy.
Yeah.
Billy is amazing.
Yeah. Hold on a minute. I didn't say that we need to replace Chitty with Billy.
But you didn't make it seem like you were expecting to have five people on the show.
Yeah, no, I'm all for five people.
Right?
I'm just gonna say it kind of hurt my feelings. But I am the intern, so it's
listen, I'm all for you. I just considered you being on the show permanently, and I want Billy here too.
have a feeling they're making fun of me for everything I say.
just in case we didn't give it out, the AIM name to message us on AIM, the name is Crash Test Losers on AOL Instant Messenger again. Crash Test Losers on AIM. You can message Tom the intern. If you say something good, he'll say it on the air. And we do have a phone number for the show, but I don't think we need any calls on our weekend story. So it's a new phone number. We'll give it out when we can. So
the number for only tonight.
But let's hear about your weekend.
Okay, yeah. So my friend Coop got comped a free room, or his brother got comped a free room at Trump Plaza, which is a very interesting hotel. We had like the honeymoon suite, and it was me, Josh, and Coop staying in the same room together, which is interesting.
It's hot.
So
how unsexy.
You know, when you go to a casino, you want to set a limit for yourself, how much you're willing to lose. How much are you willing to lose, right?
Yes.
Uh-huh. So I got in. I'm like,
mine's always $300, and it's immediate.
Exactly. That was me. $300. I'm willing to lose $300. So I take $300 out. We start on some video poker. It's like blowing $20 because you know you're not going to win on video poker.
Correct.
Okay.
Although I win at video poker online. But
right, online, but yes. Not in the casino. All right. So video poker's done. We go on to the floor, to the tables. I think the first thing we stopped at was I started playing craps by myself because I love to play craps.
This is how fast all the money was.
Yeah, exactly. So $10 minimum table. I play for a while. I end up doing pretty well, and then I start losing. I start getting crazy. When I gamble and lose, I get kind of crazy.
Well, you can
vouch for that.
You have to make it up quickly.
Yeah.
If you lose $50 over a half hour, you need to win that $50 back for some reason in one spin or one roll.
Oh, yeah, of course. You think you can do it easily.
Obviously.
You're invincible when you lose money.
Yes. But when you have the $300 to go in, you never say, I should put this all down and try and win it one shot, which is probably the smarter bet.
Right.
Okay, continue.
So, to make a long story short, I about 2 hours, 3 hours into the gambling, I'm down $800. I hit the ATM like three times. They won't let me take any more money out.
Such a horrible feeling.
I have the money, but they won't let me take it out. For some reason, I guess I over.
Oh, see, mine usually just doesn't have the money.
I win at the ATM machine every time.
You what?
I play the same four numbers at the ATM machine, and I win.
The ATM's the only thing I can win in the casino.
It's great.
But I guess there's some sort of limit on withdrawals each day.
Yeah.
Something like that.
It's like three or four.
I took out eight. I don't know.
No, I mean three or four times. You mean?
Yeah.
Okay. That makes sense then.
Why? Because you took out two. Because you took out
three times.
Three times.
I hit it three times.
There's not a number.
Some banks have it. My bank gives me $1,000 a day.
Yeah, I thought it was.
Which
just
is rarely in my account. Yeah. So.
Mine's like 800. That's about it.
But either way, so I took out three times.
Lost it all.
Yeah, lost it all at roulette and craps.
Down to $800.
Down $800.
Minus $800.
All my friends are sitting at the blackjack table. Having the time of their lives, drinking fucking drinks. There's naked chicks everywhere. They're just loving life, and I'm sitting there in the corner crying.
Right?
Why is there a ghost in here or something?
I don't know.
The door just mysteriously opened. I see them all playing. Blah 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 blah. I need the money. I ask my friend Coop. I'm like, yo, just let me borrow $200.
Coop, who is an active listener of the show, and called in last week actually, and said vote John off the show, which we'll discuss later. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. Okay. So. I'm like, Coop, dude, lend me some money. You have to lend me some money because I'm going crazy. I'm kind of half drunk right now. I'm like, dude, I really need to make this back.
So did Coop give you the money?
No, Coop did not give me the money. Coop was like, nah, man, I can't. I'm sorry. So I went over to the credit card, like ATM sort of thing.
Yeah.
And
did they actually accept you?
Yeah. I put my bank card in.
I've done that.
I said, give me like $200 in credit.
Isn't it usually like
I paid a $21 fee on getting $200 out. I had to take a receipt up to the cashier.
Yeah. You sign it.
It was like a fucking newbie working there. It took her like 30 hours. Her hands were shaking the entire time.
And you were shaking because you're like, I shouldn't be doing this.
Yeah.
Don't you know who I am?
Yeah, pretty much. So I got the $200.
So you get it. What do you do with it? Where do you
go? Went back to the blackjack table with everyone. I end up coming out huge on top. I won like, I made my $800 back plus like $450.
Nice.
Yeah. So it was a good night.
He won.
Sorry, that's a very long story, but
my only weekend story is that I just lost on every single football bet that there was.
Everybody did.
Yeah, I had the Bears, but yeah, thanks, Rock. Appreciate the sign.
Good. I'm glad you took the Bears over my Giants.
You're a good friend. So, being that the weekend is over,
What?
Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, the weekend's over.
Thank God.
I'm still really upset you didn't invite me to your birthday dinner from last week. Oh, what's that?
Rocco, huh?
This just in.
This is our new news song.
Breaking news. I thought you knew this.
What's in the news this week, Rocco? Well, we have several subjects we're going to hit. What One's going to be Britney Spears and Kevin's.
I love how you asked Rocco a question and answered it yourself.
Yeah.
Thank you.
What's the news, Rock? Well,
we have Britney Spears and Kevin breaking up.
Well, Jarrett, superstar Britney Spears is facing a mega divorce payment because she did it again and again. Oops, she did it again on a honeymoon sex video.
Like nobody saw that coming.
Right?
That is awesome. So basically, let me just sum it up here. Kevin Federline had sign the most awesome prenup ever.
Ever.
For her.
For her, not for him.
He gets jack shit.
He gets... Literally jack shit. I don't know exactly what he gets because everything.
Yeah, but you know how much that video is going to get, right?
Well, that's the thing.
You know damn well that I'd buy that for a dollar. Like I know that they're like
They have the video. They show it to places. He said $26 million was the number I heard.
Well,
for the video. He's been offered $26 million for
A copy of a
4-hour sex tape that he has of him.
Who offered the money?
Some guy over in. I think
it's not a company.
Vivid Video.
I think it might be that same company that put out like the
A Night in Paris
and Paris Hilton.
Screech's Monster Schlong.
There's definitely they put out a fake video. I don't know if anybody saw. I didn't see it.
Years ago.
The fake video of her.
Yeah, there's one where this porn chick.
Yeah, it kind of
literally
looks
exactly like her.
Yeah, but it's not really her. It's it's an old porno.
Yeah, it's gay. Anyway.
So yeah.
So the whole deal is that he wants $16 million from Britney plus full custody of both their kids.
Yeah, which is the most absurd, outrageous thing.
Mm-hmm. How much is she worth?
He'll never get it.
She's worth about
I think $300 million.
To who? You?
Or am I way off? I want to say she was worth $300 million last time they checked. I think.
Yeah, she's worth like $50 million a hit.
Diet Pepsi. I could be wrong. I think she's worth around $300 million. I could be wrong.
This is the first time in a divorce case.
This
that
is
I'm
the
rooting
best.
Someone look it up on Google and message us on Crash Test Losers on AIM.
Don't feel like doing work.
Let us know what she's worth. But I'm pretty sure I think it's $300,000.
I thought
or
one of the best
300 million. Sorry.
About their prenup was that he had a $78,000 Ferrari custom made. Motorbike.
I was gonna say $78,000 for a Ferrari custom made doesn't sound like that much, but a motorbike does.
And he had to give the entire thing back to Britney Spears.
Did they?
They said one of the things that any gift that was given that was over $10,000 got to be given back. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you know damn well he didn't buy
shit. The really creepy thing is the $16 million doesn't. She wouldn't care. She would take the tape back and be like, "You can't release this. That's fine."
Yeah.
It's the kids part. Oh, wait, she got him on the kids.
I think
that he got her on the kids.
No matter what.
See, I think if she's smart, I think she should just give
him. Does Kazaa still exist?
No.
If she's smart, she should just give him custody of the kids because in 2 months he's going to give them right back.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's not a bad point.
See, I don't know. I don't buy that. I don't think he'll give the kids back.
Why not? He already had a kid with another girl and he's not even in that child's life.
Yeah, I know, but that girl isn't worth millions of dollars.
Well, speaking of girls and sex tapes coming out, my question to you guys is, would you, John, personally for you, would you be excited to see the Britney tape?
Absolutely.
Rocco?
Yeah, absolutely. Because
Tom?
It was way before
she
got. Oh,
my God. By the way, we've got a few people online telling us how much she is worth.
And what are they saying? Am I close?
We've actually got a bunch of different ones. I don't know where these people got their info.
Okay.
Two of them say, quote unquote, worth more than 150 mil.
Okay.
One says 100 mil. One says 32 mil. What a dirty hooker.
Nah, it's got to be at least.
I'd say the 150 is probably in the ballpark.
I really think it was. I think I heard she was.
Thank you guys.
I think I heard was worth 300 mil. And I know that they blew a lot of money in this or that.
Now she's a mess.
Yeah, exactly. So maybe now she's down to 150. But in between that range, I would say. So the 16 mil to her doesn't matter, but the kids are the good part. But Tom, will you be excited to see that tape?
You don't even understand. That Paris Hilton blowjob made me go crazy.
Okay. Okay, you can never watch the Paris tape again. To watch the Britney one. The Paris tape, you could never see it ever again. Would you give it up?
Yes.
Because
I've watched it like 100,000 times. I have it on my desktop. I have like a hotkey, so I just press one button to go. It opens
F3
it.
Goes right
I've
to
actually
Paris.
Only seen it once.
Oh, it's hanging in our... Me and Tom live together in an apartment where we've built this incredible studio that we broadcast from. Mm. And the DVD is actually hanging above Tom's door. So
that
anyone can
is that
grab
what that
without
is?
Feeling all yeah, that's what that is right there. You see it?
Yeah, I do
that's
see it.
That's the DVD so anyone can grab it.
Legally, Kevin Federline is entitled to as little as $160,000 in
as
cash.
As little, dude. I got like $500 in my bank account.
No, but I'm saying, man, he, you know,
$600.
Being married to Britney Spears and imagine, you know, with the divorce, you're only getting $160,000.
That's pretty pathetic.
After taxes
now, who would you trade the Britney tape for? Would you prefer
Scarlett Johansson?
Is that your number one tape? That
absolutely.
Would you trade a Britney?
Scarlett Johansson.
She's amazing.
Jessica Simpson.
Yeah. Anybody.
No, I'm saying all of them combined.
Yeah.
You'd give it all up for Scarlett.
Hands down.
Wow.
All right, Rocco, who would be your number one celebrity sex tape? Besides Screech.
I don't know.
No?
Come back to me.
Tom?
I know. This is
what
easy.
What do you mean you don't know?
I don't know. The chick from that movie Run Lola Run, and she was also in Born Identity. Franka Potente.
Franka.
Yeah.
No,
I saw Run Lola.
Every listener's trying to Google Franka something, and they can't figure it out right now.
Potente.
All right, back to you, Rocco. Sorry, Laura.
I'm talking to his girlfriend right now. He can't say anything bad.
I'm really trying to think of something.
Her vagina is wet, by the way.
I don't really.
She said it. She said it.
Rocco's looking at the computer.
Rocco,
right now.
Yeah. Rocco's play by play. Tom has an instant message from Rocco's girlfriend.
Oh,
she did.
I told you.
He's totally not wrong.
So
there's
not like one.
There is, but I'm trying to think because I always have a new like favorite celebrity.
So who's your favorite celebrity at this point?
I don't know. I'm trying to think.
How do you not know?
Oh my god!
I watch cartoons.
Jude Law.
Yeah, she sounds hot. Jude Law.
Hands down, Scarlett Johansson.
I guess we have to move
favorite.
On. Then we're gonna have to come back to you on that one. So
it's weird. I always like had a thing for Elizabeth Hurley, but now I don't know if I
she is
still
hot, but yeah, she's not. Yeah. I wouldn't want to see it anymore.
You wouldn't trade the Britney tape for it, that's for sure.
I know.
All right, so I found something stupid in the news. So,
all right,
Panera Bread is suing I believe it's Simon Malls. They when food establishments open up in a food court, they make deals with the mall because you have to sign a deal for like say about like 10 years that you're going to be in that food court. So Panera Bread signed an agreement with Simon Malls saying that they would be the only sandwich shop in this one mall.
Uh-huh.
So the mall opened up a Mexican restaurant that sells burritos.
I was just playing Mexican music.
Okay.
Oh,
she's going.
Yeah. So this Mexican restaurant opened up in this food court, and Panera Bread is now suing Simon Malls for allowing this to open up because they're saying – they had the exclusive rights to a sandwich shop. Basically, like if Sbarro opens up in the food court, they say you can't serve Italian food. Okay, yeah. Panera Bread establishes it in the contract as a sandwich.
Yeah.
So, you fucking distract the fuck out of me.
No,
I
you were
hate
just
you.
So distracted, and I don't understand what that sound clip had to do with
I had
anything.
I had no idea what that sound clip was.
I told you Spanish things and chickens are
mute. You're right. Done. Your microphone's off. All right.
They go hand in hand.
So basically. This Panera Bread is now suing the mall company for allowing another sandwich place to come in, and they're saying that this Mexican restaurant is a sandwich shop. First off, would you ever consider a burrito a sandwich?
No.
A sandwich is meat or some sort of...
Contains two pieces of bread.
Yes,
or
bread.
At least one piece
bread
of bread
is the key element.
Yes,
not
a tortilla is not bread.
That's why they're called wraps.
Yes, exactly. John, do you agree with us?
I never really had... it before, but I would
had
say
it what a sandwich. You never had a sandwich before.
Yeah, I forgot what we were talking about, but I never had. Would say that yeah, it's.
John's trying to say he's never
what
had
you
a burrito.
A burrito,
which I don't believe.
I never had a burrito, but it's very close to a sandwich. So I'm going to say yeah, it's a sandwich.
Okay, well I came up with an idea earlier
it's
on
a totally
in the show.
Different thing.
We are going to call Chipotle, and I'm going to see if I can order a sandwich from them. Chipotle is a fine Mexican establishment, and we're going to find out.
Hello, Chipotle Hotline.
Hello?
Hi, thanks for calling Chipotle. It's the babysitter, Nisha speaking.
Hi, how are you?
Hi.
Do you guys do catering for different events?
I'm sorry?
Do you do catering for events?
You said you would like to make some burritos for an event?
Yeah. Do you make sandwiches for an event?
Would you like to talk to my manager?
Yeah, that would be great. Thank you.
Okay, just hold on one second.
Thank you so much. Spectacular.
I bet they put that music that goes... Shut
the fuck up.
Why does she have to be like have a Spanish accent?
Because I work at Chipotle.
The
fuck's Joe speaking,
Malpy. Hi, Joe. How are you? I run a company called PMI, Personal Mail International, and we are looking to get an event catered by you guys.
Okay, we don't cater whatsoever. What we could do is we could sell you the food. You provide the plates or the containers in order for you to carry the food, but that's all we do.
Oh.
So we don't actually cater.
Okay, that's no problem at all. So can I get like 30 sandwiches from you?
I'm sorry, sir. Your line is real bad. I can't understand what you're saying.
I'm sorry. Can I get 30 sandwiches from you? Can I place an order for 30 sandwiches right now to pick up tomorrow?
I don't understand what you're telling me. Your line's real bad.
Can I? You're such an asshole. I'm pointing at you because
hang up.
No, I was pointing at you. The fuck. This means talk. When I move my hands like this, it means talk because you couldn't hear me because our phone system's a piece of fucking shit.
All right, we'll call him back.
Nah, the fuck. Okay. Don't call him back.
No, I want to see if I can get fucking sandwiches.
He was listening for the keywords burrito.
Yeah. Hey Joe, can you hear me better now?
I'm
sorry. So, can I order 30 sandwiches from you for tomorrow?
How many?
30 sandwiches. I can give you
30 burritos?
No, 30 sandwiches.
We don't sell sandwiches. We sell burritos.
Yeah!
Thank you.
Yeah! Joe! We love you, Joe. Joe has...
Oh, my God. We just settled a lawsuit on this radio show. Right.
The nail in the coffin.
The best moment in this radio show's history. Oh, Joe doesn't even know what he did.
That was so perfect. He couldn't have said it better.
Joe, like...
It's true. That really was...
Yeah, that was just
Joe,
classic.
He walked into it. You just got effed in the ass. It is so fucking true. Oh, my God. I can't. I'm done for the show tonight.
There you go. Well, there goes that bit. There goes that.
That was unbelievable. We have some other stuff to talk about, but I think maybe we should go to a song first.
Sure. Yeah.
What are we going to for? Are we going to go... Yeah, Quiet Drive. We're going to do another Quiet Drive song. They were the first band that we ever played on our radio show on that Saturday night broadcast. This song by them is called Maybe Misery, and it goes a little something like this.
Hit it!
You're a fucking idiot.
It's coming.
That was good. That was good, dude. That was so perfect. Don't you think I'm interesting? Well, I'm listening. Everything's obvious. The way you put your hand on me. The way you talk so easily. Welcome back to the Not Fabulous Crash Test Radio.
All right. I'm going to give out the number. All right. It's different this week, guys.
We're
going
to change it every week on you. We're crazy like that.
It is 973-229-6640. 24/7.
Again,
you have anything to say?
But make sure it's relevant because you go right on the air because we don't have call screening and things along those lines. So don't call and make up fake accents or any bullshit like that.
And you will be able to hear us this time.
Yeah, we have it working now. It's 973-229-6647. And one last time, 973-229-6647. The AIM name is Crash Test Losers on AOL Instant Messenger, and the MySpace is myspace.com/crashtestradio. But now Rocco is ready to fucking hit it with his favorite new comedy show on Comedy Central.
This is – no, it's not on Comedy Central. Yeah,
it should be, though.
This is my favorite new show.
Well,
often is it on? Because I still haven't seen it.
It is on Fridays every now and then. You kind of just have to watch NBC on Fridays and just hope that it's on. Like, that's what happened the other night when we were at the bar, because I just basically watched TV at the bar and John came over.
I always heard about this show and I was dying to actually see it. And me and Rocco caught the last 15 minutes of an episode. And so we downloaded... I have some clips.
It is called To Catch a Predator.
Oh, God. It's the greatest fucking show on TV.
And
I swear to God.
The basis for the show is they get these teenagers to act like they are...
13.
Meeting a sexual
Aren't teenagers
predator.
Usually 13?
No, they're really like 18.
But
But 13. These people that are going to what they think meet a 13-year-old boy... We're originally talking online to a police officer.
Gotcha.
So they'll tell you like what they said on the internet to everybody, and
it
is just the funniest
shit. Do you have some clips?
Shit.
Do you have some clips of the show?
Yeah. I do.
All right, let's hear some.
Let's take a listen.
7-year-old Eric Thornton, screen name Balin 79. He drove 4 hours thinking he was going to meet a girl who told him online she was 14. At one point during the chat, he gets on his webcam and masturbates and types, "Did you see it?"
Wait,
the decoy says, "Not
stop
really.
That for a second. Hit that again."
That was good.
Hit that again. Let's hear that exact line one more time.
I gotta play it back though. Oh man,
this is a good setup, by the way. Jesus, Rocco wasn't even ready. His hands weren't even like
no,
on
because
the
you know
they're
what?
Shaking like the normal.
7-year-old Eric Thornton, screen name Balin 79. He drove 4 hours thinking he was going to meet a girl who told him online she was 14. At one point during the chat, he gets on his webcam and masturbates and types, "Did you see it?"
ASL.
The decoy says, "Not really, too dark." And he types
back. Who said, "Did you see it?"
The guy who was on the sexual predator.
Oh.
All right, turn it back up.
He's in our house.
Hey, come on in. All
right.
That's the girl.
I made some chocolate chip cookies and I left them on the table. Just take a seat. I'll be right there. That's fine.
This isn't a show.
Dude, you have no idea.
He's eating fucking cookies.
Good. You like them? Mm,
they're good.
I made them all by myself.
Wait, pause it for a second.
This has got to be on Spike TV.
No, it's not.
This is a
on
Spike
NBC.
TV show.
Now he's face to face with. He sees this girl.
No,
right?
No, she now.
No, yeah, he sees her.
She. No, no. Now she said. Because.
When she just said that, did he see her?
Yes.
No.
What do you mean?
Oh, my God. You guys can fight about anything.
Fucking shut up for 2 seconds. It's in front of me. I'm fucking watching it. It happens every fucking episode.
Go.
When they walk into the house, they see the girl. The girl or the boy. Sometimes it's a boy.
You okay?
They let them into the house.
And then they run
away
quickly?
Immediately, the kid always says, "Stay, have a seat. I'll be back."
Okay.
Now,
that's how the show starts.
When they talk to the people, they're always like in another room. Actually, they're in the other room with the guy from Dateline who is the one that comes
out
and the camera crew
okay.
who eventually they come in too and they like storm.
And what we
them
have
out.
There's like secret camera or hidden cameras.
Yeah, there are hidden cameras
to get them at the door.
But every
so
episode,
when she was just screaming,
kid,
"Oh, have the cookies, let me get
she's
them."
In a, she's
exactly.
in like the kitchen.
Does she no? So he saw her open the door, correct?
Yes.
Does she look like she's
yes?
Like, okay.
Yeah.
So they find older girls who look younger.
But the best part is this guy thinks he's about to have sex with a 13-year-old girl and he's just sitting in the kitchen.
No, he thinks
table
he's about to eat
cookies
and then have sex with a 13-year-old.
That's what I usually do before I had sex with 13-year-old girls.
Eat homemade cookies. Angry face because
yeah,
I proved him wrong.
I am done. You're not proving me fucking wrong.
I'm watching it.
I don't care. Shut the fuck up. I don't care.
Fuck yourself. All right.
Good.
Back to the tape.
Online, he said he'd bring alcohol and condoms.
Nice.
And the actress asked him about it.
What kind of alcohol did you bring?
I brought Absolut Citron. I brought Mandarin Orange. I brought a shot of Jägermeister.
Why is he with a girl?
How
he
much liquor
did
he bring? He brought like a
mango.
Dude, it's he brought like a fucking liquor cabinet.
Yeah,
did
but it's all like
brought?
It's all fruity drinks. You would think he was trying to get with a 13-year-old boy.
I mean, this guy, no.
Jägermeister. I'm sure the 13-year-old's gonna love Jäger.
But did you hear the alcohol he brought? If he was like, I brought some Jäger and some whiskey, you would think he was with a
girl. Yeah, let's do some car bombs, you young bitch.
He's like, I brought Absolut mango and stuff. That's his problem to start.
All
right, continue.
Let's get back to it.
Bush.
Wow.
Bush Light.
I brought Bush.
I don't know. I could get some more if I need to.
Did you bring condoms?
Mm-hmm. You said that.
Sure did.
Well, now, with all that, it sounds like you've got a pretty big night planned, huh?
Now the guy from
Dateline.
Was
that the Dateline guy?
Yeah. Dude, he must go fucking ape shit right now.
That's, no. Why that motherfucker
No,
run?
They don't move.
That's
don't
what
move.
I hear.
They don't move.
They don't move.
They sit there.
They don't
I
care.
Heard they sit, they listen, and they eat cookies.
They don't care.
I heard there's always cookies on the show for some odd
they
reason.
They don't care.
That's what he's doing right now. He's just sitting there eating cookies.
They really don't care. It's unbelievable.
Because they're so in shock. I mean, like,
they just sit down and they just start apologizing.
That is unbelievable.
The best part is the guys who go, I wasn't doing nothing.
Yeah. They actually try to convince the guy that, oh, yeah. I don't know. I was just here to talk to her. What's the big deal?
They go, did you...
What's the name of the show?
To Catch a Predator.
To Catch a Predator? We have to get this on our TiVo, Tom.
God. I'm taking notes, dude. Don't worry.
We have to watch this.
They always say, like, the guy from Dateline always goes, well, in your online transcript, you said you were going to bring alcohol over. Did you bring alcohol over? Yeah. You also said you would bring condoms. Did you bring condoms? Yeah. Were you planning to have sex with this girl? No.
Yeah, it's incredible. It is absolutely
is unbelievable.
Incredible.
Right, let's...
If
let's,
you have ever been on this show, give us a call, 973-229-6647.
You
should have
brought, like, Apple Pucker or something, at least.
Speaking about people who have been on the show, I have a clip of a guy who was a repeated offender. He got caught on the show twice.
How do you get caught? How,
I don't know, but not even
That's the problem with this legal system is that you get out after that.
Yeah, but not even that. On a kind of a side note, we're sitting at the bar. Mm-hmm. It was just me and Rock, and there's like all these old people sitting behind us. We're watching this on his laptop. Some guy comes up.
What's that TV in front of you with all the buttons?
Not even. Some guy comes up to me, like standing next to me, and goes, excuse me, sir. I was like, oh, shit. Mm-hmm. So I turn around, and he goes, I really like your tattoos. I was like, what? He goes, yeah, have you ever watched that TV show? He's like, your tattoos are beautiful. I'm going, oh, my God. I go, Rocco, please check right now to see if this guy's on this show because he's really fucking creeping me out,
basically,
man.
He seemed like a guy who would be on this show.
That's definitely a little...
Gee whiz, I'm not watching television, Dad. I'm just laying around jacking it.
All right, let's get back to the tape.
Yep.
Two different kinds of vodka. Mm-hmm. Brought some beer. And what else?
This guy sounds like a party.
That's it.
Jaeger. Condom. I forgot the Jaeger.
So what was your plan here tonight?
My plan? Just to hang out.
To hang out.
Yeah, hang out.
Get wasted, hang out. Look
you
at
guys
that fucking.
You guys need
he's like
to
a
get...
meathead, too. He doesn't even look like a creepy guy.
No, none of them do.
Oh, do we have
well, the one guy is creepy.
We have a call.
We have a call. We're putting you on. You're on. Do it, Rock.
Hey, what's going on? What's your name? Hello? You there?
Okay.
Hey, stupid.
All right, well.
Right. There's no way this isn't working again. We worked this out perfectly.
I know. Jared, you know what the best part is? After he talks to him and stuff like this, and he goes through everything, and he's like...
He gets arrested after that, I hope.
Not even. See, here's the thing. This is the best part. Is he actually lets the guy believe that he's going to go home scot-free. He's like... even some of them are like, well, now I'm going to get arrested, right? And the guy's like, I'm not going to arrest
you. I'm not going to arrest you.
And then he gets up. 2 seconds. Because they're in the backyard, and he gets up. And he starts walking out like with his
Please
hands
tell
in his
me
pockets.
He just gets fucking tackled.
Dude, he honestly, the guys all honestly believe that they're going home scot-free. As soon as they get to the front of the house,
they're done for.
Boom, there's like a SWAT team of guys.
That
it's
rules.
Fantastic.
All right, we have another call. Hold
let's
on.
Let's hear Rock.
Hey, what's going on? You're on the air.
Hey, there's a chat room going on right now for everyone listening to the chat room. There's three people on it.
Really? Oh, wait, we got three people. That's good.
Yeah,
thanks.
I was wondering if you guys could plug it, so it wouldn't be just three people.
Oh, what's the chat room? What's it on? AIM, I guess?
Yeah, it's on AIM.
I don't even know there's chat rooms on AIM. I thought it was only on AOL.
Can you give out I don't know if you want to give out your screen name, because
my screen name is Lisa Casher. I don't care who has it. I don't care.
Can you spell it very clearly?
LICIAKASHER.
Spell it one more time.
Yeah, can you talk me?
Spell it one more time, Tom, for
people. LICIAKASHER.
Message that screen name and go into the chat room then.
How old are you?
I'm 16, and so is everybody else in the chat room at the current point.
Not
Have
me.
Have you ever been approached by a child brother?
No, I am that guy in the chat room because I'm the 24-year-old in the chat room with 16-year-olds. So thank you.
Like, everything is seriously fucked out right now if you guys are talking to me.
Would you make Tom cookies?
Yeah, I would totally make Tom cookies.
Creepy.
Oh, God,
sick. Creepy. I'll bring the fucking Jaeger.
Oh, God. The SWAT team is waiting up front right now.
I'm done.
Here's a cookie,
hey,
Tom.
Thanks
Eat
a lot.
Another cookie.
Thanks for the call. We hopefully people will go to the chat room and talk about how much we suck.
Yeah, hopefully.
All right, thanks.
Apparently,
Tom, all right, hold on. instant message. Wait, get your instant message box up.
Get your instant message. No, wait, hold on. The chat room is called Crash Test Chat.
Okay.
One word.
And to message her on how to get into it in case you're... I had no idea there were chat rooms on AIM, so...
Yeah, to get on the chat, you message LICIAKASHER. Crash Test Chat.
Ask her how to get in there. Okay. If you want to message us, the screen name is Crash Test Losers, and if you want to call in and discuss something that we're talking about that's fucking relevant, it's 973-229-6647. Again...
Thank you, Josh, for joining the chat room.
973-229-6647.
Okay.
That's cool. You just gave away his real screen name, though, probably. Because I don't imagine he's on this.
Josh?
Grigsby?
All right, anyway, getting back
to
the
clip. Go on. Play the more clip. I love this clip. Play the clip.
Real quick, apparently they did a tribute to a sex offender on the show. He got busted on the show and died. And then apparently they did on the show, they did, after he got busted, he died. Then on the recent show, they did a tribute to him and his family. And they said, our thoughts go out to the family. What the hell is that?
All right, hold on.
It's like supporting killers.
I have no idea.
What the hell
What's
is
up, Rocco?
That?
We have someone else calling. What's going on? You're on the air. Hello?
This is working never mind.
Talk, motherfucker.
Okay, well, here is the clip of the guy who got caught twice. Not once, but got caught twice trying to catch a predator.
Go for it.
What was your plan here?
Just talk to her. That's it.
Then why did you send pictures of yourself like this to her?
Boots.
That looks like my fucking history teacher.
Apparently, he wasn't being honest. Here he comes again.
Apparently, you know, you look familiar to me.
Oops.
Believe it or not, in our upcoming investigation, a second timer.
It's Michael Eric Nies.
Oops. Oops. Sorry. Yeah. Your knees.
That's right. Oops. He did it again.
Yeah, that's what, K-Fed.
Like Britney. Like the Britney.
Wait, what is he actually getting arrested for, though?
They're getting arrested for soliciting to minors.
Minors.
Because he actually didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, yet. But, I mean, talking to them online, saying they want to have sex with them is wrong.
Exactly.
Yes. And then get waiting for that?
Yeah. Wait,
and then waiting Man, I'm fucked.
I just love how he says, oops. All he can say is oops the entire time.
Oops. Yeah, oops, he did it again.
Okay, now this one is my favorite one. This is actually a guy who served in the Army or the military.
He was in the
something.
Army still.
And
like Pauly Shore?
I was thinking the same thing.
Like Andy Dick.
Right?
All
right,
here we go.
He's gay, by the way.
Who, Andy Dick?
Bus and a cab to get here. He thinks the girl he's meeting is 13.
So glad you made it.
The voices
Have a
are
seat.
So
I made
good.
Some frozen lemonade.
Very cool.
Yeah, you like lemonade?
I do.
He was really talking to a decoy from the online watchdog group Perverted Justice. He's Joseph Roisman, a military man currently enlisted in the Navy. Online, the 21-year-old, calling himself Joseph Roisman 2000, tells the decoy he's completely shaved in his private area, asking in graphic detail what girl wants to give oral sex when a man isn't shaved.
I agree.
Wait, to a man who isn't shaved?
Did he say isn't shaved?
Now I'm really fucked.
When a man isn't shaved, what girl wants to give oral sex
who
to
said
a man
that?
Who isn't shaved?
That's
he
what
did.
He said to her, saying that he's
completely
he
shaved.
And
down low.
The Army guy was saying that.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought the Dateline guy was like,
no.
Why he told you he wasn't shaved. Why would you want to give a blowjob to a man who wasn't shaved?
Joseph Roisman is completely shaved. After all, what girl would want to give oral to a man who was not completely shaved?
Exactly.
The decoy says, I know I don't. And he responds, well, you won't have to worry then.
Guess what? I want to change my suit. Does that sound good to you?
That really sounds good. I don't have a suit, though.
That's okay. You don't really need one.
I picture them wearing
Yeah, jump in. It's really warm. I turned it on a couple hours ago.
Sweet.
Dude, you gotta shut
off his clothes.
That is Rocco sweet. As a child predator saying sweet.
Sweet, sweet.
Dude,
oh, my God.
So now he's taking his shirt off.
He goes in search of the decoy. Instead, he finds me.
Keep your hands on your pockets for me.
That's gotta be so fucking
upsetting. I want you to sit down. Over on the other side of the bar, please.
There's a guy standing here with his shirt off right now.
Right next door.
In tight jeans.
And they just have
a seat. Good, you can put your shirt on.
Yeah.
What was your plan?
No, I don't know. Talk, be friends. Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
As long as we're friends, that's fine. As long as I don't, you know, cross that line.
That's
but
so sweet.
But you talked about having sex with her.
This is the type
in
of
the
chat.
We did discuss oral sex, but...
I want to wrestle you so freaking bad...
Wrestle?
I'll let you
Hold
in
on,
just so I can feel you.
That's how I get girls,
by the way.
He wants
to wrestle.
He wants to wrestle her.
That's my pickup line.
He's a big dude. He's fucking jacked.
Yeah.
Okay, so he wants to wrestle.
He wants to wrestle.
That works.
He looks like a completely normal guy, too.
I know. Yeah. That's what's the creepiest thing. He's only like 21. They say.
Wait, Rocco, how can we find this on YouTube, these videos?
Just go to YouTube. They're the exact one. Just go to YouTube and type in To Catch a Predator.
To Catch a Predator at YouTube. Search for it.
There's a lot of parodies, though.
Now, again, if you want to call us and talk about this, if you have something funny to say or something interesting, the phone number is 973-229-6647. Again, 973-229-6647. Back to the tape.
On top of me. Blanket, I want to see you so bad.
Blanket,
honest
damn
mistake.
It.
Honest mistake.
Was that?
This is my first time doing this.
First time.
Yeah, right.
First time.
Yeah.
First time if she would have let you, you would have had sex with a girl.
Shit, yeah.
With her, no.
That sounds surreal.
Fuck yes, sir.
Tom,
how could you honestly sit there and be like, no, I wouldn't. I don't.
Yeah, what did he come for?
Exactly.
To play Barbies?
And then he got all excited. He was
getting
naked.
I wanted to play some Mall Madness. I was hoping there was a clearance in the fabric boutique.
Are we still going to get to use the hot tub?
I don't understand what is going through their heads.
Well, at this point, probably pandemonium.
Look at this fucking guy. He's such a goober.
Wouldn't you think?
They're running through the streets of Spain on the bull chase.
I know.
With that. At that
point. Wouldn't you?
Wait, we got a phone call. Let's hear it, Rock.
We have a call. Hey, what's going on? You're on the air. Hello?
Were you molested as a child?
Do you not want to talk about this?
No, apparently not.
He or she doesn't want to talk about it.
Is that as soon as this guy comes around the corner, wouldn't you automatically think that this is the girl's father and run? Like, that would be my reaction. Out of, like, the 10 clips that me and him watched.
Is that what you did when it happened?
Two people.
Is that why your episode never showed up? you ran away.
Only two people ran out of, like, 10 people, which I didn't get because, like, I would think that it was his father.
All right, we have another call. Hold on.
Here we go.
Hey, what's going on? You're on the air. Hey, what's going on?
Hello?
Or just hang up on us. Okay.
Oh, Jesus.
Good one,
we
dude.
We promised the phones
I know the phones
are
working today.
Yeah, whatever.
That was a killer prank, man. All
right, killer job.
Let us get back to the
Never heard of the sprint relay ever. All
right, know that it's illegal to solicit someone who's underage online for sex.
Damn it.
Yes. But it seems as though that is what you did here.
I did?
I mean, you could see how someone would draw that conclusion.
Yes.
Okay. Well, there's something you got to know, and that is I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC.
And I love
and
you.
We're doing a story on adults
now all the
who try to meet teens online.
Come in and surround him.
Oh, wow, yeah. The boom. Funny, dude, he basically hit him in the head with a boom mic.
Yeah, I went to high school with a kid named Justin Hansen.
They get right in his
kid?
Face.
Kind of looks like him.
Nothing else for me to say.
All right,
thank you very much.
This man's
on the air again. Here we go.
Trying again.
What's going on? What's your name?
My name's Jordan. I was in that chat. My phone keeps cutting out. I've been calling like 9 times.
Okay, yeah. I realize that. What's going on? What'd you want to say?
My dad, he heard this like a half hour ago or something when you guys were talking about the crazy freaking casino shit.
Yeah.
And my dad would like to know if it's been on this show, because that's what he thinks.
If what?
My dad thinks he's been on To Catch a Predator show, not
gonna lie.
He thinks we've been on it?
Whoa. Your dad thinks that he was on To Catch a Predator?
No, he thinks you guys have been on To Catch a Predator. He thinks you're all like 50.
Yeah, I was.
Yeah.
We're all like,
tell
Mom.
Your dad he's a genius and to call me.
Where you, I look like I'm 50, but
where are you
I'm
calling
not.
From?
Where am I calling from?
Yeah.
Rhode Island?
Oh, Rhode Island.
I thought she was
okay.
gonna say like my
That's roommate. A lie.
Okay, well, thanks for the call. Your dad's out of his freaking mind. Bye. Okay, I don't know.
Thanks for listening to the show, Pop, and we appreciate your call.
All right, let's get back to
the long journey is about to get even longer. As he leaves the backyard and enters the garage, he's arrested.
So now he leaves the garage.
And he's got his backpack full of booze.
Yeah, dude.
Then taken to this booking station, photographed and brought in for questioning.
And fuck the shit out of him.
He signed a lot of autographs on the way, by the way.
I'm sure he did.
Yeah, they honestly believe that he's just, he really.
Wait, I like this one. Wait, why is it the same place, the same chick every time?
No, it's every episode.
Same house?
We do it at the same house.
Yeah. Okay.
This one's really good because this
Where
guy
is this house? They're
upset.
Just catching people in the same area.
It's always
West Orange, New Jersey.
It's always all different places. New Jersey. Every week it's a different place.
I thought he says the same house, though.
Jared, that looks like our backyard.
Each episode. Like, 1 week they'll be in Georgia.
Oh, so they'll nail three people in one
in
house
the same
in
house.
Lyndhurst.
They'll tell them to come to the same place.
Look, I made some lemonade. You can sit down.
He's 25-year-old Yancey Wallace, a newlywed. He and his wife, who happens to be in the Air Force, have only been married for 2 months.
he's got sweet shades on, by the way, too.
Oh, God.
This guy,
he's only 25. This could be
really
me.
Upset.
Using the screen name Persuasion2032 in a Yahoo chat room,
message him.
He hits on a girl who says she's 13 and a virgin. He tells her he wants to give her oral sex and says, "I'll make it feel really good for you, hon." And later adds, "I'll just be your."
I'll make it feel really good.
I guarantee that was H-U-N.
Oh my God.
Will you stop muting it over there?
When we have something to talk about.
Because
it
keeps playing over here and I can't
rewind
it.
No, you gotta pause it. You gotta be on the button.
I can't read your mind.
You gotta be there.
Alright.
Alright, you're on.
This is good.
Thinking it'd be really, really hot if you got in the hot tub and waited for me.
Oh yeah.
Does that sound okay?
Story of my life.
How you doing?
Pretty good.
Why don't you have a seat right over there on the other side of the bar?
Step away from the female.
I wish some guy would just run right when
this
guy came out.
You mistake a lot of trouble.
A lot of trouble.
How so?
Because I'm stupid.
Because you're stupid.
You know what, though?
Why are you stupid?
Because of what I was doing.
What were you doing?
Wait.
You dumb.
Rocco, stop that for
one
second.
He says that he...
Wait,
what would you
I'm not allowed to anymore.
I know. I'm
how good was I with it?
No, honestly.
I'm trying to fucking do... 3 million things at once.
Rocco.
What are you doing? Hold on.
What
man.
The fuck
what
do you ever do?
What are you doing over there?
What do you do?
What do you do? Go
how
fuck
many
yourself.
Times do you have to look at the same fucking pictures of the same girl?
Go fuck yourself.
Rocco, God. Please look at him when you're talking to him.
That was funny.
What are you? Hold on. What are you doing over there? I want to know.
Rocco's working with sound clips.
Hold on. I have to work the sound clips. I have to work the sound effects. And look at your beautiful fucking face.
What would you do if you were that guy and that old guy comes out and you don't recognize him from Dateline? Wouldn't you just bolt?
That's what a lot
That's
of.
That's what I'm saying.
I'd probably
pull out
just
my
run.
Gun.
We saw
kill him.
We saw clips one time, or was it on the show?
Or would you think this is mad kinky? We're getting
no.
Like,
we saw it online
three-way.
When they ran.
Yeah, I like how
ran.
You're talking to him with this anger. You have this anger on your face. You're like, yeah, we saw it online. He ran. He ran.
I got a 45-minute ride home with him in the car with me.
That's why I make you guys do the show here every night.
Yeah.
All right. Are we on, or did you mute my sound effects or anything?
No, your sound
just your mic is muted.
He's in the Marine Corps Infantry.
Were you over in Iraq?
Yes, sir.
Tough duty.
Sir.
What's your assignment now?
Looks like jail.
Jail.
Looks like jail.
What's your assignment? It looks like jail.
I've been to jail, and it's not a very fun place.
Yeah, well, maybe for another show.
At least we all came to visit you.
Country, so bravely. Doing getting himself in a situation like this.
I wasn't thinking.
But here's the
so
thing.
Upset.
Here's the kicker to this whole
you
thing.
You just got effed in the A.
Is that in the conversation, you say this. I just hope this isn't all too good to be true,
He said he.
I
love
thing,
how he read
said.
The hee hee.
Like you're not going to come or something. I am. I watched Dateline the other night about guys going to meet a younger girl and they all went to jail.
No fucking way.
That's funny.
This
right?
guy, he was just reading what that guy said on Instant Messenger.
That was priceless.
Yeah, yeah. That's he's seen the show.
Wow.
He just got fucked
Speaking
over,
of
man.
Instant Messenger, you can message us on Crash Test Losers on AIM, and you can call us if you want to chip in 973-229-6647. I still want that girl's dad to call. The number is 973-229-6647. Mazel tov. Continue.
Is that in the conversation, you say this. I just hope this isn't all too good to be true,
You stupid, ignorant son of a bitch, dumb bastard!
I think the same thing, she says. Like you're
crazy
not gonna come
son
or
of a bitch.
Oh, I am. I watched Dateline the other night about guys going to meet a younger girl and they all went to jail.
And you look at me.
And look at you.
Yes, sir.
So you've seen the show?
Yes, sir.
What'd you think about the show when you saw it?
I don't know why I'm here.
I mean, don't you think that would have been a little bit of a warning?
Yes, sir.
You're on candid.
Just relax once, sir. I don't want to do this. I didn't think.
He can't stand up. He's got a bone.
I was going to say, every time I turn his mic on, it sounds like he's on the fucking highway and the other guy's like in a nice, closed, concealed room because it's like,
he looks like he wants to shoot.
At least this guy is admitting what he did and he's kind of like backing down. The other guy was kind of like, oh, yeah, I was just going
to
get friends.
I just brought beer and condoms, but I just wanted to talk to her and play.
Yeah, we just
want to
be friends.
Nothing. I ain't going to do nothing. I just bought all these condoms and alcohol.
30
and
bottles of
porno
liquor.
Porno tapes
oh
and lubricant.
God.
Can you believe there's people out there like
this? Do we have anything else from this show?
Mm-hmm.
It was for real. I just thought it was all a game online.
All a game. Well, what do you think should happen to you, Yancey?
I could say, listen, learn, be on my way, I could say kick me in the ass. But I'm in so much trouble anyways.
All right, we have another call.
Well, that's your United States
gotta
military.
Gotta hit my life. I'm in trouble.
We have another call coming in. Hey, what's going on? You're on the air. What's your name?
Hello, this is Kerplung.
What is up, Kerplung? You called last week.
I know. I wonder if Brim needs to go fucking good.
Dude, I heard you on the radio last week. You're a fucking idiot.
Yeah, you are an asshole.
If you're gonna do something like this,
you have a good accent, but you're still an idiot.
It's not even a good accent.
You have to understand our phone system.
Yo, Borat.
You have to understand our phone system doesn't work well whatsoever. So when you put on this fake accent, it's that much more difficult to understand.
Let the man talk. Don't be racist. Kerplunk. Kerplunk. Whatever your name is. Kerplunk. I want to be.
Here's an idea. Try to be funny. Come again.
This is where I envy John. Just fuck off.
Yeah. This is that was your best comment of the night.
Just try to be funny next time.
All right. We're going to stop calling. We're going to go to a quick song, but we're going to come back with this predator shit, and then we're going to take phone calls for the week to hear about what pissed you off or what excited you for the
week.
Minus
that douchebag.
Here's a song. This is Tom's favorite song in the entire world, and it goes a little something like this.
God, I want one.
It'd be nice to have a blowjob. It would 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 be nice to have a blowjob from your mom.
Isn't that right, Tom? It would be nice.
Right.
Oh my God! How would you have a blowjob? Wouldn't you get a blowjob?
It's a song, and it's not meant to be taken so seriously.
Yeah, you dummy.
Okay, sorry.
Stupid.
All right. Well,
so should we continue with this? I want to start taking some phone calls about what pissed people off this week, what made people excited.
Does anyone know anyone that's ever been on this show?
No,
because that would be awesome.
No.
Does anybody know what?
Does anyone know anyone that's been caught on
no
the show?
Way.
Oh no, because they're not real people. Because it's a total setup.
You think you're an idiot?
No.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
So.
But nobody
would have happened had there been a 13-year-old girl here.
Sorry, you finished.
And the two of you were alone.
Nothing. I was too scared.
Nothing.
Well, you know what
fuck.
Happened next.
Yes, sir. I'll go to jail.
I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC, and as obviously you suspected, we're doing a story on adults meeting teens
the
on the internet.
They all get right.
The cameras fucking swarm him.
It's true. So, all right, we're going to take your phone calls now. We want to hear what happened during the weekend or week for you guys. Give us a call about anything right now. If you're happy about it, if you're pissed off about it, good stories, bad stories, 973-229-6647. Again, 973-229-6647, and we'll take your phone calls.
So were you really jealous of Uncle Will last week, Tom?
I was kind of hurt.
Did you hear
honestly.
The podcast?
Yeah, I heard the podcast. I listened and I
He's
laughed
been crying
a lot, which
his
is
room.
Why I was really upset.
He's been crying
because
in
I
his room all week from listening
Hold
to the
on,
podcast.
Did we...
Yeah, I want to take a vote, a poll online of some sort. Say, should we
this
bring
isn't
Uncle
Will? Because Uncle Will's mic worked way better than yours this past week.
That's fine. Okay. Either way, should we bring back Uncle Will and trash me?
Not trash you. We're not
and get rid of me.
No, we're not even going to place that game. We're not going to
Because
play.
Obviously right. when I'm gone, Jared's just going to rip on me because right. I heard it last
we
week.
We got a call.
It was one thing
no.
and
we have a call.
So,
maybe lost on
Okay,
mic,
call.
Let's hear it.
Hey, what's going on? You're on the air. What's your name?
Okay, this is Alicia again. I know I called like 10 minutes ago.
That's all right. You're the only one that's calling.
Because things that piss us off. My boyfriend broke up with me this weekend because he now thinks he's gay and his current crush is Josh.
Can we... Josh, our drummer Josh?
Yes. Josh.
Josh, he loves him.
What?
You're fucking
My
kidding
God.
Me. You're totally joking.
You know turned a guy gay.
You know your boyfriend's full of shit, right?
No, he's not. I said Tom has MySpace earlier. He is completely and utterly serious.
Alicia, can you message Tom your boyfriend or your ex-boyfriend's phone number so we can call him and ask him if this is true?
Sure.
All right, yeah, do that.
You're
awesome.
Dude, I will
can we put you on three-way with him?
Wait, can you wait? Okay,
as long
I got
as Josh
another idea.
Is involved.
Wait, can she set up? How's three-way work with? Do you know how three-way works with Alicia with cell phones?
Huh?
Do you know how three-way works with cell phones?
This is exactly how that last guy got caught, you asshole.
What was that?
I'm calling from a landline, and I don't have three-way on it.
Okay, I can do it.
You can do it. All right. Leisha, we don't want to give the number out over the air.
Message it to Tom. What's his name?
And Rocco is going to... Oh, my. This is incredible. This is great radio.
Yeah, this is
We're
good.
Going past 10 o'clock.
I have the number.
You have the number? All right. Rocco is going to call your ex-boyfriend. We're not here. You got to act like we're not here. We're all going to be quiet, okay? We're going to make sure that he can't hear us. I'm going to shut that stuff down so he can't hear us. You're going to talk to him, and you're going to prove that you're actually being honest right here, because if that's the case, you win guest list to every single show we play from wherever the fuck you're from, because that's the most amazing thing I've ever
PA.
Heard. Oh, Pennsylvania? All that's right. Easy guest list.
Hold on 1 second, okay? You're going to hear him in just a second.
Okay. Right.
Rocco's the way we have our phone system set up for you listeners, there's like a...
Oh, he's got one of those stupid rings.
All right, we got to be quiet, guys.
Alicia, are you there?
You have to hit send again.
Alicia, are you there?
Yeah.
I don't know if it came... Hold on. Hello?
It's Alicia still.
Alicia's still there.
Hello? Hello?
Oh, we have to make this fucking work. All right.
Alicia,
can you call us from a cell phone?
Hold on. Alicia, is still there?
Okay.
Oh, God,
fuck,
this has to happen. All right.
Hello.
Hang up. Tom, message Leisha.
I've got her
phone number. Rocco's going to call her. This girl told... Where's Josh?
This is ridiculous.
Grigsby, if you're listening, I think you are.
Call Jarrett.
Yeah, call my cell phone. I have to get you on the air right now. So if you're listening, you have no idea what we're talking about. Me and Tom, the intern, play in the band call. Doesn't matter because we're not here to promote the band.
Houston calls.
We play in the band, and Josh is our drummer. And this girl is saying that her boyfriend left her because he thinks he's gay and he's in love with Josh.
That's fucking amazing.
That is
I'm
great.
Calling Josh.
I'd be
right
flattered.
Now.
You know,
I would.
All right, I'm gonna get Alicia back on the right. line.
Well, I'm trying to call Josh too.
Okay, wait a minute.
Hello.
Hey, Alicia, are you there?
Oh shit.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, I'm gonna try and call him again.
Are you
okay?
Wait, all right, hold on a second. Wait, okay, Josh, you there?
Yeah.
Are you listening to the show?
Yeah, I've been listening the entire time. It's absolutely ridiculous.
Okay, so you agree. All right, Josh, we got it. We're going to keep you on right now. We're trying to make this three-way call work, but I
Leisha,
had to get you
there?
On the line.
I hate this fucking call.
This
ring.
Kid. Right,
we're calling this kid. Josh, you hang out with us, all right? All right.
He's got to pick up. That's the thing.
Hello?
Leisha, you there? No, Leisha, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
When he calls,
he doesn't realize it's,
okay,
it's you. Yeah.
He doesn't realize it's you. I'm going to say, what's a code word?
Wait,
just
I'm
make a noise.
What are you saying?
Just snap at your microphone.
As soon as she hears him.
Okay.
Yeah, once she hears him, just go with it. She should be able to hear him.
I can't say hi. So when I transfer it back, you're just going to hear a lot of people in the background.
Okay.
So then you know he's on the line.
You know he's
okay?
on the line. Can you should be star 67 this.
All right, hold on.
No, she shouldn't because he's going to answer her
call.
All right,
I'm going to try it again. We're going to.
No, but Rocco's the one calling.
Okay, I'm going to be on the other line for just a second, but then I'm going to switch back and he's going to be on, okay?
Okay.
You're going to hear My Chemical Romance's hit.
Hold on.
The Black Parade before it.
Hold on.
We'll carry on.
Right?
Yep.
All right, just making sure.
God damn it.
Come on, answer.
You better answer.
I have a low battery. He's not going to pick up now.
I don't think so.
Oh, I can't believe he fucked this up.
We can write this in for next week, though.
We got to hear this whole fucking song now?
I fucking hate it.
Answer it, you asshole.
He just
he's such a douche.
He sounds kind of gay.
Calling me?
Yeah,
because he doesn't know who it is because we're not saying anything when we pick up.
He really said he was gay because he's in love with our drummer.
You know what? You should just tell him. You should be like, look, I have your ex-girlfriend on the other line. Is it really true that you jack off the pictures of Josh?
Okay.
Whoa.
Wow, this is getting good.
Griggs, did you hear that? Her ex-boyfriend jerks off to pictures of you.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, well, we have to get a phone call between these two.
All right,
Griggs, I'm going
to
call you
Should we
back
just take a two-second break, play a song,
yeah,
and
right,
then try to get
this
work?
We're
going to
try and work this out. We're not leaving the air until this phone call happens. Josh, we're going to call you back. But you're a beautiful man, apparently.
I'm good to me. Just as long as you can get him to stop jerking it to me, then, you know.
I'll see what
I think
can
that's
do.
An honor.
All
right. Goodbye. All right. Yeah. This is Chris Barker from Day at the Fair playing a song called Ghost Stories. It goes a little like this.
That is fucking nuts.
Damn. Yeah, that's it.
I know Josh is a good looking guy, but I didn't know he was converting people.
It's true.
You're on mute.
You are not on.
Yeah, you're on mute, buddy.
There's my microphone.
There
Sorry.
You go.
We did have some other things we want to talk about. I mean, we can keep going. Tom from Adobe gave us the privilege of continuing to go. I don't know if we should keep going.
You want to keep going? You want to just save the rest of your shit for Monday?
Well, I wanted to bring up the Billy thing. I mean, I know we got kind of sidetracked.
I kind of want to hear that song too.
Because Billy, we have a little, Billy's very hip-hop.
You always
got to
bring up Billy.
Shut up.
Well, Billy's very...
No, you shut up.
No, you shut up.
No, you're an asshole.
No, you're stupid.
Thank you.
Really quick before we go. Here's a little song that we dedicated to Billy.
Uncle Will.
We have not dedicated any songs to Tom.
Thank you.
This is Uncle Will's song. It's called "I put your mother in the mood." To, I put your mother in the mood to fuck.
I think
is that what he said. Okay, here we go.
Something along those lines.
You gotta give me a second. I can't get this shit to work.
Here, make sure you get your phone ready. All right. You know, hey, why don't we go to a song? All right, and then we'll come back for ten.
No, we got it.
I'm gonna play this song, and then you can go to another song. Here we go.
Uncle Will.
Uncle Will.
Hey, Will.
I put your mom right in the mood to fuck. I put your mom right in the mood to fuck. I put your mom right in the mood to fuck. I put your mom right in the mood to fuck. I put your mom right in the mood to fuck. What's up? It's Uncle Will. I have a feeling they're making fun of me for everything I say. I put your mom right in the mood to fuck. I put your mom right in the mood to fuck. I put your mom right in the mood to fuck. I put your mom right in the mood to fuck. No, you dick. You talking about fat people? What are you talking about? You know that, right? I put your mom right in the mood to fuck. I put your mom right in the mood to fuck. I put your mom right in the mood to fuck.
That's a mess after that.
I love it. It's not a mess.
Crash Test Losers is the aim name. We're going to play a song right now. Say Anything.
Say Anything?
Yeah, let's do the Say Anything song because the song's fucking spectacular.
Okay, what's it called?
Something
about... Mary or something? May? Does it start... Maybe Misery?
No.
No? No, we already played that.
Dumb shit.
Say Anything?
Yeah, there
wow.
you go.
Wow, I can be sexual too.
That's it. Thank you.
That kind of goes with everything.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I was trying to play the song. Thank you for ruining everything. We're going to discuss it. We want to continue on the air. If not, we'll at least come back and say goodbye, which means you'll get something quirky out of us.
Yeah. By the way, he has a picture with Josh and I on his MySpace.
No shit. Let me see it. Let me see it. Let me see it.
No,
see
I just
it.
Got the message.
What's
I'm
his orientation say?
Probably straight.
Freshman.
I think it's unlisted.
Is that,
no
that
comment.
You go to orientation.
All right,
I think it was funny though that she mentioned Kevin Truckenmiller. I should get him on the phone and see what he has to say about it.
All right, well, while you do that, here's
song
a song.
Time.
Here's a song. Let's do it. Say Anything. Here we go.
If I die and go to hell real soon, it will appear to me as this room. I'd lay in bed in my boxers, half stone, with a pillow under my head. I'd be chatting on the interweb. Maggots prey upon the living dead. I had no interest in the things she said on the phone every day, all permanently in the hay. I call her on the phone and she touched herself. She touched herself.
On the air, what we're going to do is, if you want to call and talk about something that, as I said, made you happy or pissed you off tonight, 973-229-6647. This is your chance to talk. Otherwise, we're going off the air. 973-229-6647. And one last time, 973-229-6647. So give us a ring if you're interested and tell us what the fuck's up.
I'll
All right, guys, we're back. Crash This Radio. Like Jarrett said, give us a call, 973-229-6647.
And one more time, that's 973-229-6647.
Just tell us what's up.
No one's calling.
We actually, we do have a call.
Okay, let's hear it. Let's go. Come on, we're going right to it.
What's going on? You're on the air.
Huh?
You're on the air. What's your name?
Sarah.
What's going on? Where are you calling from?
Connecticut.
What do you want to say? What do you got to talk to us?
Oh my God, you guys are like fucking amazing.
Thank you.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
I agree.
Well, thanks. You should send us a MySpace comment because nobody else
is. So it doesn't really matter.
You're joking, man.
My phone is dead.
Shit.
You are fucking.
Well, do we have another number we can give out?
We do. We have one more number ready for the crash test.
Yes, we have one more phone number.
We have one more number for the crash test line.
The number is 864-561-2440.
Again, that's 864-561-2440.
And to that girl who just called, call us back. I'm sorry.
Unfortunately, both these numbers are going to be disconnected again by next week because we keep using these free memberships to different...
No, this is our landlord's number. We have his phone number.
So the number is 864-561-2440.
We're sorry. We have
again,
to switch up the numbers.
Again, 864-561-2440. But if we don't get a call within the minute, I think it's time to end the show. Yeah. I think it's time to end the show either way. But I'm willing to take a couple calls if we want to do it. Because I do want to talk about the Borat movie we still have. We actually – see, normally we don't have –
God, I love that Predator shit, though.
We have nothing – God damn it. I'm so happy about the Chipotle sandwich thing.
Whatever else we have to talk about, we just wait until next week. And if we get a phone call, I say we go with that. And then if not, then we'll just go off the air.
All right, your last chance if you want to call in and discuss something. The phone number again.
All right, I got someone.
We got a phone call?
Here we go.
What is our number? 860?
No, 864.
Oh, okay. Here we go.
864-561-2440.
Hey, what's going on? You're on the air.
You got to put the fucking phone on speaker, you dumb shit.
Hold on.
They're wrestling with the
phone
right now.
Where is it?
Hold on.
Oh, God.
Hey, what's going on? You're on the air.
Hey.
Hi. Were you the person? Oh, I'm sorry. No, our phone died.
That's okay.
Stupid landline.
So you're calling from Connecticut. What'd you have to say?
Nothing. I just wanted to say thank you for having such an amazing show because it's helping me because I don't want to write my bio paper.
All right. Well, we appreciate it. We have another call, so we're going to have to go to that. But thank you. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Keep listening. We don't have another call.
Yeah, we missed the other call.
We missed the other call.
Missed the other call.
That was
right.
That. Doot, doot, doot.
Last try. It's the last time I'm saying the phone number. The phone number is 864-561-2440. If you have a good story, a bad story, something happened, heartache to share with John and get his love advice, anything along those lines.
Think about it. Leisha called just one thing to piss her off, and we basically had a whole 30 minutes
with it. Turned into what we're going to play at the beginning of the show next week. 864-561-2440.
Here we go. We got a call right now.
Let's hear it.
Stop giving me a
phone. Hey, what's going on? What's your name?
Carissa.
Hi, Carissa. How are you? Hey, are you the Carissa that made our
yeah.
Oh, hey, what's going on?
Nothing. That girl Leisha?
Yeah.
She made a fake MySpace before for, like, to talk to Josh.
Wait, was that... Wait, is it not? Or are you just shaking your head and don't say anything?
No, that's not her.
Yeah, I think so.
No, I'm actually positive of that.
I'm like 100% positive. I even talked to somebody else about it.
Oh my God.
No, that's a girl. That's a different girl. And I know exactly what you're talking about. And I feel bad discussing it because I'm friends with that girl and she's very cool. We made up. So I don't want to talk bad about her. But it's actually not her. And Leisha is very cool.
Yeah, I know. But that's still kind of weird and sketchy.
Oh, so you agree with me. So your entire call made no sense.
All right, well, thank you for the call.
Thanks for the call, Carissa.
We got another one. Let's hear it.
All right. Hey, what's going on? You're on the air. What's your name?
What?
What's your name?
Jen.
What's up, Jen? Where are you calling from?
That's a clever fake name.
New Jersey.
No, I know this girl.
Hi.
It's Jen. Oh, that's funny, Jen.
No, I know, but you guys have to talk about the Borat movie because I saw it this weekend and I never laughed so hard in a movie theater my entire life.
Now, Jen, I have to ask you a question. Are you there, Jen?
Yes.
Good. I'm glad you are at this point. Did you realize you probably, Jen? What religion do you come from?
What religion?
Yeah, what religion is your background?
From?
What background do you have? What background?
He's trying to say, are you Jewish?
What is your religion?
No, I'm not Jewish.
Okay, what is your religion?
I'm Roman Catholic.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fuck you, people. Did you have any idea that the entire movie he was speaking in Hebrew?
I had no idea.
Well, now you do.
Wow, really?
The entire movie he's making fun of Jews, yet he's speaking in Hebrew. And that is the best part about going to that movie.
He's Jewish.
Is that, yeah, people have no idea that he's speaking Hebrew. Every other fucking goyim around me.
Oh, what? When he speaks that other language?
Yes. It's Hebrew? It's Hebrew.
That's funny.
He's speaking Hebrew the entire time.
I had no
idea. And everyone's laughing like, oh, the Jew joke, this or that. And then the 9/11 joke comes up and they're like, oh. But all these fucking people don't realize
the terrible events of 7/11.
That he's speaking Hebrew the entire show.
Well, that's fine. Yeah, because he is Jewish, and everyone's pissed off that he made all these like anti-Semitic remarks and everything.
But the best part is just that he's speaking Jewish. You have all these people in the theater Hebrew. These people in the theater have absolutely no idea, and that's to me. Go see the movie again and think about that, and you can think about yourself being that much over the top over him. You're that much more important than him. You're that much more excited, and you know that much more, and you think about it listening to these people saying that. It's unbelievable.
That's really funny, though.
All right, we got another call. Thank you for your call.
Hey, what's going on? What's your name?
Okay, one more time. Just wanted to say, can we please bring on Kevin?
Who's Kevin?
You want Truckin' Miller?
Yeah, I do.
I tried calling him. He didn't pick up. I'll give him one more try.
Who's it? Is this Leisha?
That's Leisha. Yeah, she's talking about the other guy. Why did he say that he was attracted to Kevin as well?
No, he didn't. But okay, you guys might remember when you played at the Trocadero back in August. I had Brendan run around the venue like a retard trying to find Kevin so I could talk to him, so I could tell him that my boyfriend's a retard.
Okay.
Did anyone catch that?
No comment. It was a busy night, retard, but apparently Tom did.
Huh?
It was a busy night, but continue.
Yeah. So Kevin has met him, and he actually that night Kevin signed his plane ticket for me. And when Brendan and I broke up the first time, he stole it from me, along with a bunch of other Quiet Drive stuff that I have. So Kevin knows this kid.
What kind of other Quiet Drive stuff do you have? Let's get into that.
What memorabilia are you carrying?
John is just dying over here. He wants to quit.
I know.
I have a hoodie. I have a CD. I have, like I said, a million shirts. I have the tank top. I actually made my own skirt that he stole.
I made my own skirt.
Leisha, did he act gay in bed?
Yeah, why are you with a gay kid? Yeah, I don't understand.
This is going to sound really bad. I only got back with him this past week so I could steal something of his. I actually am now holding hostage his Valencia hoodie, and he's never getting it back.
Interesting.
All right, wow.
So he's really... So it's not bullshit. Because I would have thought that was just a way to kind of break up with you. So you get...
No, so he's gay.
Would you say keep the song going?
No, she said keep it going. She's going to hear the song yet.
That is weird.
That is just, I don't understand. So is he with another girl or is he with a guy now?
I just like that on the phone at a party, he was like, yeah, so I think Josh was hot and I beat off to him.
Yeah, no big thing.
No, John brings up a valid point. Is he with another girl or with a guy now?
I don't know who he's with right now. The last time we broke up, he got with a guy.
Really?
I'm not sure.
How old is he?
Huh? He's 18, 19, I think.
Oh, wow.
God.
I just love that he beats off to our drummer.
Gay.
Yeah.
Hey, Leisha, I wanted to ask you, what did you think about that girl Carissa saying that you were making fake? Like a fake MySpace?
Okay, like I know the girl who like supposedly did it, and she's a really good friend of mine. And no offense to her or anything, but we are nothing alike. We are the two complete.
Wait, are you saying the girl that made the fake MySpace stuff?
I defended you.
What the hell are we talking about here?
I don't know.
There's a big story that it's me and Tom have where that we can't really go into.
Exactly.
We can at some point because maybe it's about
not
about
tonight.
To, but
not
we're not
tonight.
Going to tonight. Hey, but do you know what we're talking about?
Yes, I do. I know exactly what you're talking about.
All right, but nobody else does.
Is this like a Houston Calls fan thing or something?
No, it's not a fan thing. It's deeper than that.
It's a gay thing.
It is deeper.
Really?
Wow.
Oh.
So. Yes, thank you. God, right, we live under the airfield.
It's true.
I know.
Leisha, we're going to go.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for calling. You've been a big help tonight, Leisha.
I just wanted to see if you could call Truckin' Miller.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, well, thanks.
We tried, but Jared couldn't get him on the phone.
I couldn't get him. Maybe we'll try next week, though, for him. But I think it's about time to end this show. We've gone a half hour overboard. And we thank Tom from Adobe for not kicking us off But I assume it is as far as we know.
We might not even be on the air right now.
We thank John for not getting up and leaving.
Yeah, it was close.
It's true.
Yeah, thanks, John.
So.
Fuck yourself, Rocco.
Dickhead.
Fuck you.
Well, if you want to come back for the John and Rocco bout that's happening next week. Today is Monday, though, November 13th, and we appreciate you guys listening to our radio show.
All right, I'm going to give out another telephone number just if you want to leave a voicemail about the show. It's 206-201-2774. That's 206-201-CRSH. Leave a voicemail about the show.
Yeah, I want to see some MySpace comments, too.
Leave us some MySpace comments.
It is time for some MySpace comments, and that's myspace.com/crashtestradio.
Yep.
We appreciate you guys listening to the show, as always. Hopefully you guys stuck around with us for all the time afterwards. It seems like you did. This is Crash Test Radio signing off for November 13th.
We'll
be back ready to celebrate Thanksgiving, you motherfucker.
Oh, yeah, that's
we got a
next
lot of
week,
stuff
right?
to talk about on Monday, too.
We do. This was a great show, though. I had fun with it.
Crash Test Radio out.
Mazel tov. Good night.